The children watched in amazement as Jerome walked away, not even looking back at the three orphans he was leaving behind. They found their eyes brimming with tears once more as they watched him disappear from sight. They would never see the squalor penthouse again, or spend another night in their bedrooms, or spend even a moment in their oversized pinstripe suits. Though he was not as dastardly as Esme or Count Olaf, or the hook-handed man, Jerome was still an ersatz guardian, because a real guardian is supposed to provide a home, with a place to sleep, and something to wear. And all Jerome had given them in the end was good luck. Jerome reached the end of the block and turned left, and the Baudelaires were once again alone in the world. Violet sighed and stared down the street in the direction Olaf had escaped. "I hope my inventing skills don't fail me," she said, "because we're going to need more than good luck to rescue the Quagmire triplets." Klaus sighed and stared down the street in the direction of the ashy remains of their first home. "I hope my research skills don't fail me," he said, "because we're going to need more than good luck to solve the mystery of the hallway and the Baudelaire mansion." Sunny sighed and watched as a lone doily blew down the stairs.
"Fight,"
she said, and she meant that she hoped her teeth wouldn't fail her, because they'd need more than good luck to discover what VFD really stood for. The Baudelaires looked at one another with faint smiles. They were smiling because they didn't think Violet's inventing skills would fail, any more than Klaus's research skills would fail, or Sunny's teeth would fail. But the children also knew that they wouldn't fail each other, as Jerome had failed them, and as Mr. Poe was failing them now, as he dialed the wrong number and was talking to a Vietnamese restaurant instead of the police. No matter how many misfortunes had befallen them, and no matter how many ersatz things they would encounter in the future, the Baudelaire orphans knew they could rely on each other for the rest of their lives. And this, at least, felt like the one thing in the world that was true.
To my kind editor, I am sorry this paper is sopping wet, but I am writing this from the place where the Quagmire triplets were hidden. The next time you run out of milk, buy a new carton at cash register number 19 of the Not Very supermarket. When you arrive home, you will find my description of the Baudelaire's recent experiences in this dreadful town entitled The Vile Village has been tucked into your grocery sack, along with a burnt-out torch, the tip of a harpoon, and a chart of the migration paths of the VFD crows. There is also a copy of the official portrait of the Council of Elders to help Mr. Hellquist with his illustrations. Remember, you are my last hope that the tales of the Baudelaire orphans can finally be told to the general public. With all due respect, Lemony Snicket.